Good evening and welcome to this contemplative service of worship in the style of the Taizé community in France. We welcome those of you who are here and those of you who are online worshiping with us. If you are in the remote community, we invite you to get some oil for later in the service, a small bit of olive oil or some kind of oil that you have. You can put it on a small piece of cotton or something where it's absorbent, and then you can use it later on. For those of us in the service here, in the sanctuary, we are going to, for the first time since the pandemic, offer prayers for you to come forward and kneel at the rail. You can, I'll be happy to wear a mask. You're welcome to wear a mask or not, as you feel comfortable. This will come later in the service, but just a word about the Taizé form for those of you who might be new. It's built on the idea that our monkey mind, which is our everyday mind that's very busy, telling us things we should do, shouldn't do, mentioning our grocery list or our to-do list, all of the things that are irrelevant to being quiet, being still, and knowing that God is God. Those things get quieted with the repetition of the chants. And so be not afraid of the sound of your voice. It is always delicious to sing as well as to listen. And you can drop in and out. Some of the chants are in Latin, but if you don't find Latin easy for you, sing it in English at the same time. There's no problem with that. We will even be switching back and forth on one or two of those. The main thing for this service is that you are invited. You have been invited by the Spirit to be here, whether in the sanctuary or with us online. And the Spirit has something to say to you and to us. And so we get quiet so that we can hear. And it may not be a word, it just may be a sense of peace. So we invite you to sing along with us as we begin.
Thank you. Oh, Holy Spirit,
you come to enfold us in your peace, and when within us dwells a joy drawn from the gospel, it is capable of bringing us a breath of life.
After his suffering, Jesus presented himself alive to them and many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Then the disciples returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying. Peter and John, James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers.
Thank you.
Silence is one of the ways that we pray the most closely. Music is next. And so as we enter into a longer time of silence, about 10 minutes, we're going to take a few moments to make sure that we're connected to our bodies. Christianity is an incarnational religion where we believe that God was present in human form in some way that is a mystery. And so these bodies that we inhabit as long as we are on earth are very precious, and they are instruments of God's grace. So as you are sitting, or maybe you're on the floor, maybe you're sitting in a chair, just notice how you're making contact between your sit bones and the chair or the floor, or maybe you're even, if you're at home, lying on the floor. Just notice how you are being supported by that chair or that floor. Notice your breath. It's like a wave. It goes through our whole being as a movement. And the more we can soften and let our ribs move and let ourselves be breathed by that part of our brain that knows how to do it best, the more peace we have. In between your eyebrows and just above your nose, where we often have been had our temperature taken, if you bring your awareness to that place, it is the wisdom seat, the sixth chakra in Eastern thought. And if you follow it back in your imagination, just between your ears, you'll come to the place where the spine meets the head. And there are seven vertebrae in the neck. And we're going to take those seven vertebrae as steps down into the heart space. We're going to join the wisdom with divine love. So we take the first step, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh. Now we enter the chest, which is the home of the physical heart. Our mystical heart is much greater than the organ. Its vibrational field extends in all directions about 3 feet. This is the place where divine love dwells. This is where our God positioning system, our sacred GPS, is centered. And when we have linked wisdom with divine love in the heart, then we have compassionate wisdom and loving and wise loving. So during these next moments, if your mind wanders, and it will, just bring it back to your breath and to this heart center where everyone that you've ever loved or will love can be met. This is where we meet divine love. Jesus was a man of extraordinary prayer. His disciples sensed that, and they asked him to teach them how to pray. And so he gave them this prayer: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So we come to this portion of the service where we come forward, if you are present here, for healing, if you wish, or if you are in remote viewing, if you have that oil with you. We believe that healing is a journey towards physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual wholeness. We believe healing happens in relationship with our deep self, with others, and with God. And we believe that healing brings peace. Healing and curing aren't necessarily the same thing. But Jesus said, be bold to ask. And so we use his Gethsemane prayer as our model, where he asked for what he wanted and then said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. You can pray for yourself. You can ask for prayers for someone else or for a situation. This is a powerful time, and we will be singing to keep the confidentiality. So let us continue with this portion of the service.
Thank you.
As we have been blessed, so we go out to bless others, not by ourselves and not through our own efforts, but through the guidance and the power of the Holy Spirit. So know that as you go from this place, you go in peace, upheld and companioned by the Holy Spirit all the time. You are never alone. Go in peace.